All right, it's day three, Wednesday morning. You have made it for 3 days into this program. You are ahead of the pack. And I'll bet you're already noticing some great changes. And you know, even if you're not, you're spending intimate quality time with God. And that is always a good thing. Time with God always leads to life. You can't help but be transformed by this time together. So you just be patient. All the changes you want to see are going to come day by day. Now, every day, you're creating your new sense of reality. Christ in you is being written on your heart every time you do the heart exercise. When this becomes more real to you than anything else, nothing else will be able to control your life, your destiny, or your sense of self. So be patient with yourself as you make this journey. You have never done anything as important as this in your entire life. Now, the areas of fear that still abide in your heart will try to emerge and give you a justified reason to quit. Remember, the mind always seeks equilibrium. It always seeks to prove its point. So when you have a fear, like a fear of failure, then your mind will seek to find fault so that you can quit before you run the risk of failure. After all, you've tried other things that didn't work, and you've got to be saying, well, what makes this any different? Well, remember, the thing that makes this different is that you are not dealing with your mind. You are dealing with your heart. You are accessing God. You are combining your innermost being with His Word. You are experiencing His power in a way that you have never done before. Now, you're overcoming years of negative programs, so it's only natural that all of your fears and all of your unbelief would try to raise its ugly head up and drag you back to your old self-perception that held you for so many years. Now, I want to take just a minute before you do your heart exercise for today and remind you of a few simple things that will make this work. Remember that the two greatest times of the day to pray and to commune with the heart are first thing in the morning, last thing at night. Your mind just naturally slows down during those periods of time and gives you access to what the medical world would call the alpha state of mind. We call it the heart zone. So it's best to do your heart exercises first thing in the morning and last thing at night. So when you get up in the morning, do your heart exercise. I tell you, when I am doing my heart exercises, I will get up, I will get right out of bed, I will use the bathroom, I will walk around just for a few minutes, and I will immediately go and begin my heart exercises. And it is so easy to do at that time of the morning, because this is when your heart is most open and easiest to access. Also, by doing these first thing in the morning, you are actually preparing and establishing your emotions and your beliefs for the day. As you establish your heart first thing in the morning, you'll find that your day will go completely different. Now, if for some reason you just can't do it effectively in the morning, don't worry about it. Do it in the evening, or do it the time that works best for you. Now, throughout the day, be sure to notice and acknowledge the subtle differences you experience in your emotions, in your thinking, in your feelings, and write them down. Take your heart monitor to work with you and just put it in your briefcase or in your lunchbox. Keep it close by, and when you take a break, you go write down the things that you notice. You know, people tend to live so much of their lives out of touch with their heart, and we just don't notice the internal things. So you are going to begin noticing the internal things. And even more importantly, when you notice something different, express your thankfulness to God. Nothing expands your awareness and your experience of God like a thankful heart. It is the number one indicator that you're actually in touch with God. You see, God is daily loading us with benefits. The question is, are we in touch with those benefits? Are we recognizing them? Therefore, it's the first indicator that we're beginning to backslide. When I stop noticing God and stop noticing His benefits, then I'm actually turning my attention outward and depending on my five senses rather than keeping my attention inward and depending on God in my heart. Now remember, at night, you want to review. Be sure and review every night and write everything in your heart monitor that you feel like is significant. If you need extra pieces of paper, just get another piece of paper and write it down and stick it in there and keep track of what's going on. The evening is the best time to plan your upcoming day. Don't wait until tomorrow morning to plan your day. It's too late then. You get up, your emotions are already taken over, and your emotions for that day will dictate how your day goes. Plan tomorrow today. In fact, if you'll plan tomorrow today, your heart will have time to prepare for the day that you choose instead of the day that you settle for. Here's a real interesting thing you can do. As soon as you get to where you can take yourself to the heart zone by yourself without the tape, you may want to take yourself to the heart zone as a way to fall asleep. And when you reach the heart zone, affirm to yourself that your sleep will be sweet. Affirm to yourself that you will experience God in your sleep. You may be amazed at what happens. Now, take out your heart CD for week one, do your heart exercises, and have a great time in the heart zone today.